Rick Bright is in studio with us. Also, Matt Rausch, who is with the Engineering Society of Detroit right now. Ed Riddell, who's been quiet in the background there.
I just can't get in a word edgewise.
Oh, come on. Come on. And Gary Baker, too.
Ed has been doing a little bit of research. My brother-in-law hit me up in our little niece's first birthday party, Emily Beckman, today.
Uh-huh.
So we were there. And so, you know, anytime any of us get together with friends and relatives, and you get asked about this, that, or the other thing, internet. And so he has malware on his computer called ICE. So Ed has been doing a little research.
You were doing a research in the background, Eddie?
Yes, because, you know, I was trying to remember what Shane told me about that. A lot of this ransomware that you have may or may not destroy your data files, because that's the purpose of it. They ask you for money, and then they'll decrypt your hard drives. But sometimes it's not really encrypted. It's just hidden. So I was trying to identify which ICE was.
I got you. So. I got an extra. Okay. Hey, I want to talk about gadgets right now with Rick Bredis, since we've got you in here. And back to school time is a big time. So the question becomes for folks who are sending their kids back, and probably, I mean, this week is kind of when they go back, what would you send your child back to school with? A laptop or a tablet with a keyboard on it?
Well, you know, traditionally, you know, kids who are going into high school or college, and even middle school, you know, you get them a laptop. There's laptop programs that exist at the schools across Michigan. And I'm really starting to see a shift to where not only are the schools allowing tablets to come in, they're encouraging it. In fact, some schools, famously, I think the Troy District, perhaps, and maybe Waterford, giving iPads to students.
Oh, they're they are still giving that device
away.
Yeah,
I think there's...
Yeah, and it, we've had... Father Huber on from Catholic Central, they didn't give them away, but they normally have a book fee to go to Catholic Central, and they got rid of the book fee and had each kid buy an iPad. And that's now,
and
that worked.
The texts now show up as in the library on the book.
And it's so much better because not only do they have the textbook on the iPad, but they have all these other resources too,
and they also don't break their backs as well. Matt, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to ask what the advantage of a tablet over a traditional laptop would be. Is it size, ease of carrying, battery life, that kind of thing?
You just answer your question.
Okay. and viruses.
Freedom from viruses. Freedom? That's right. There won't be any ransomware on your iPad.
Right. Really?
That's for certain.
Oh, if you have an iPad, yes.
Right. Now, if you have a Surface, it's a Microsoft product, so of course it will have all. Sorry.
I'm sitting here with a Surface and an iPad in front of me.
He accused me of gloating.
I agree, but if I told people not to buy PCs, I'd be out of a job, right?
Absolutely.
So just get those infections.
Yeah, but Gary, I'm glad to see someone I respect with a Surface, because I thought I was the only guy who actually bought one. But thank
Foster
you.
Has
Matt,
one
I have too. Same
yeah,
one.
I was going to say, I bought one for my wife to replace a laptop, and she loves it.
And that's exactly what I use it for. I have my iPad, because I have to have an iPad. I mean, I have to have a tablet, and I like the iPad. It really works for me.
Now, is there going to be any...
I don't want to carry a big laptop anymore.
Ed?
Is there going to be any issues with children... taking iPads to school with cameras, and just like their phones, right?
Right.
I mean, is there going to be anything like that? I mean, I know when we take them into businesses, you know, that they make you put tapes on.
Yeah, they give you a sticker.
They give you a little sticker.
Well, but you know what? Every laptop has a webcam built in nowadays. So, I mean, it's still an issue. Yeah. I'm sure there's probably guidelines within the schools
I had heard that the Chromebooks are being pushed by certain school districts because you don't have the problem of a lot of this... stuff being stolen. In other words, they can put all the material that they go to in the cloud.
I was going
to
say, who wants to steal a Chromebook? But
that's a good point.
But you weren't going there. Okay.
No. But that's a great point. And actually, that's the question I'm being asked a lot now is, laptop, Chromebook, or tablet? Because Chromebook, of course, is kind of in between in terms of pricing and to a certain extent capability, more traditional laptop form factor, but you can get one for $199, $249, whatever, and you don't have to deal with all the hassles of Windows. And for a student, I mean, it's going to vary depending on whether we're talking about a middle school student or a high school student or a college student as far as what their needs are. But I think that just for everyday student needs, whether it's writing a paper, it's researching stuff online, it's doing that basic kind of computing stuff, you're really fine any way you go. And I, the reason I'm liking tablets so much for students is that, you know, they weigh a pound and a half versus 3, 4, 5, 6 pounds for a laptop. There's no boot time. There's no shutdown time. There's no viruses. You don't have to spend $100, $130.
Now, you're talking about with a keyboard, though, aren't you, Rick?
With a keyboard, sure. Yeah. So that's going to add a little bit of extra weight, unless, you know.
But also cost.
Also cost. That's very true. You know, the Microsoft Surface tablets famously do not come with a keyboard,
even though Microsoft says it's the
replacement for your laptop. So where's the keyboard? Yeah. Oh, it's extra.
It's $100. Right?
Sorry. $139. I digress.
Okay. Now, what about AppleCare?
For my benefit.
What about what?
AppleCare. You know, because you're talking about a student, high school student. Yeah. This is potentially their first device. They're going to throw it in their backpack. They're going to throw it, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth the investment. And it's the same thing with, if you go with laptops, get that additional service or warranty.
You mentioned AppleCare, which is superb. From my experience, really superb. For 3 years, isn't it, I think?
Yeah. And what is an AppleCare for an iPad? Do you have any
$169, I think. $169, somewhere in that range.
Is it really that much?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
You crack the screen. I have a photo of a laptop that I've never seen a laptop folded in half. I mean, I'm not talking the screen. I'm talking the laptop was folded in half the way it's not supposed to bend.
Yeesh.
And it was from a student.
So, you know, my son had a gravity event and we had to buy a new laptop.
Gravity event.
And speaking of I said, okay, I'll buy the laptop. Do you want to buy, right, some sort of you know, warranty or protection against droppage, right? And he actually paid for it. But his rationale was they replace no matter what. This was through Best Buy, and they do. They have a great warranty, and it replaces anything, even if your battery stops, you know, really carrying the charge that it's supposed to. So note to self, he decided that his battery was going to go just before the end of the 2 year period that he bought, which I don't recommend somebody planning that, but that's about what you get out of a 15 year old.
So, I mean, that's realistic.
It is, I think, in terms of those. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, final question for Matt Roche and for Rick and the other ones. If you were limited to one piece of technology, kind of desert island kind of thing, what one piece of technology would you want to have with you?
I think it would be a tablet for me. I mean, you know, because it does everything reasonably well. It's sort of a generalist device. It can be laptop-like. It can be phone-like. You know, if you have internet access, it is a phone, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of where my mind went, too, was I'd have to grab my iPad.
Okay.
Yeah. Assuming we had connectivity.
Yes, desert island with Wi-Fi. Sure.
Right.
Me, I think I'd want a drill gun.
A drill gun.
Oh, man, you could build anything with a drill gun.
I love it. This man. Gary?
I'm going back with the iPad.
I would like a phablet, one of the big 6-inchers.
Yeah. Okay.
Just in terms of...
Well, you don't have to carry it very far.
That's true.
some of the people at ESD say all you need is duct tape and WD-40.
I mean, yeah, there you go. They're along Ed's line. Matt Roush, delightful to have you in here. Look forward to talking with you again much in the future. Rick Broida, the same thing to you.
Thank you.
So good to have you here.